Welcome to Zichru Daf Simanim. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldar, and today we're Masechet Shabbos, Daf Kuf Lamed. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the opening mishnah, the 19th perek, introduces machlokas regarding whether one can be machal Shabbos for tzarchei milah, the needs for the mitzvah bris milah. Rabbi Gezer says that if one did not bring the izmal, the knife for performing the milah erev Shabbos, he may carry it on Shabbos. He should bring the knife exposed, except in times when there's a governmental decree on doing a bris milah, in which case he should cover it in the presence of witnesses. Furthermore, Rabbi Gezer holds that one may even cut down a tree to make charcoal in order to make the knife. Rabbi Akiva disagrees and introduces a klal that any malacha that can be performed erev Shabbos does not push aside Shabbos restrictions. Point number two is taught in the Brisa that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says that any mitzvah that the Jewish people accepted upon themselves with simcha, such as bris milah, as it says, Sasa nechi al mirasecha, kamotzi shalom rav, I rejoice over your word like one who finds abundant spoils. They still perform with simcha. Rashi explains that David HaMelech was upset when he went to the bathhouse and felt naked from mitzvahs until he saw his milah and his mind was set at ease. Your word, imrasecha, in the singular, is referring to bris milah, the first mitzvah given to the Jewish people before other words were given. The Jewish people as well rejoice with this mitzvah, which is there at all times. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel continues and says that any mitzvah the Jewish people accepted upon themselves b'katata, contentiously, such as arayos, the prohibition against incestuous relationships with one's relatives, they still observe contentiously. The lake ksuba de lo ramu bak tigra, for there's no ksuba of which the two sides do not quarrel. And point number three, Rabbi Zera asked Rabbi Asi, whether a mavui where no shituf was done, and therefore the courtyards were not merged, is similar to a courtyard where the residents didn't make an erev, and just as the residents can carry an object that was resting in the courtyard erev Shabbos on Shabbos, so too they can carry an object that was resting in the mavui erev Shabbos in the mavui on Shabbos. Or perhaps the mavui does not have the same halakha as the courtyard, either because the courtyard has four partitions and the mavui only has three, or perhaps because the courtyard has residents, the mavui does not. So initially Rabbi Asi was silent, but on a subsequent occasion he recalled being told of an incident in which a knife was brought from one end of a mavui that had no shituf to the other end in order that a milah could be performed. So once again, the three topics are, number one, the opening mishnah, the 19th perek, introduces a machlokas regarding whether one can be machal Shabbos for tzarchei milah, the needs for the mitzvah bris milah. Rabbi Lezer says that if one did not bring the izmal, the knife for performing the milah, erev Shabbos, he may carry it on Shabbos. He should bring the knife exposed, except in times when there's a governmental decree on doing a bris milah, in which case he should cover it in the presence of witnesses. Furthermore, Rabbi Lezer holds that one may even cut down a tree to make charcoal in order to make the knife. Rabbi Akiva disagrees and introduces a call that any malacha that can be performed erev Shabbos does not push aside Shabbos restrictions. Point number two is taught in the Brisa that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says that any mitzvah the Jewish people accepted upon themselves with simcha, such as bris milah, as it says, Sas anochi al imrasecha, kamot sishal rav, I rejoice over your word like one who finds abundant spoils, they still perform with simcha. Rashi explains that David HaMelech was upset when he went to the bathhouse and felt naked from mitzvahs until he saw his milah and his mind was set at ease. Imrasecha, your word, in the singular, is referring to bris milah, the first mitzvah given to the Jewish people before other, so to speak, words were given. The Jewish people as well rejoice over this mitzvah, which is there at all times. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel continues and says that any mitzvah the Jewish people accepted upon themselves, b'katata, contentiously, such as arayos, the prohibition against incestuous relationships with one's relatives, they still observe contentiously. The lake ksuba de lo ramu bat tigra, for there is no ksuba of which the two sides do not quarrel. And point number three, Rabbi Zera asked Rabbi Azu whether a mavui where no shituf was done, and therefore the courtyards were not merged, is similar to a courtyard, a chatzah, where the residents didn't make an erev. And just as the residents can carry an object that was resting in the chatzah erev Shabbos on Shabbos, so too they can carry an object that was resting in the mavui erev Shabbos in the mavui on Shabbos. Or perhaps the mavui does not have the same halacha as the chatzer, either because the chatzer has four partitions and the mavui only has three, or perhaps because the chatzer has residents and the mavui does not. Initially, Rabbi Asi was silent, but on a subsequent occasion, he recalled being told of an incident in which a knife was brought from one end of a mavui that had no shituf to the other end in order that a milah could be performed. All right, so now we go to Simfer Kuf Lamed, and many people suggested things to do with feathers, featherweight, lightweight, cool dudes. Many people suggested surfers. We had cooling pools. We had thunder colos, coal miners and coal mines, kids selling Kool-Aid. Then we had a lot of things to do with calls. We had the annoying calls like robocalls. We had the telephone operator transferring calls like the good old days. We had locale salad dressing, but I'm going to go with the suggestion that came from David Samuels in South Africa, Daniel Strachel in Ranana, and Aaron Warsaw in Queens, who suggested either a superstar singer or an opera singer with an amazing call. So that's going to be our sim, and I'm going to use a chazan with an amazing call, with an amazing voice, as our sim for Kuflamet. So here goes. The chazan with the beautiful voice sang joyously as the mila knife was carried exposed for all to see. When all of a sudden a quarrel broke out over a ksuba that was resting in a mavui that had no shituf. So once again, in slow motion. The chazan with the beautiful voice. Chazan with the beautiful voice. That must mean we're on daf Kuflamet. The chazan with the beautiful voice sang joyously as the mila knife was carried exposed for all to see. Which reminds us, the opening mishnah in the 19th perek introduces a machlokas regarding whether one can be machal Shabbos for tzarchei mila, the needs for the mitzvah of bris mila. Rabbi Eliezer holds that if one did not bring the izmal, the knife for performing the mila, erev Shabbos, he may carry it on Shabbos. He should bring the knife exposed, except in times when there is a governmental decree on doing a bris mila, in which case he should cover it in the presence of witnesses. Furthermore, Rabbi Eliezer holds that one may even cut down a tree to make charcoal in order to make the knife. Bekiva disagrees. It introduces a call that any malacha that can be performed Erev Shabbos does not push aside Shabbos restrictions. So the chazan with the beautiful voice sang joyously as the mila knife was carried exposed for all to see. When all of a sudden a quarrel broke out over a ksuba, which reminds us, it was taught in a brisa that the Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says that any mitzvah that the Jewish people accepted upon themselves was simcha, such as bris mila, as it says, Sas anochi al mirasecho, kemotzei shalom rav, I rejoice over your word, like one who finds abundant spoils, they still perform with simcha. Rashi explains that David HaMelech was upset when he went to the bathhouse and felt naked from the mitzvahs until he saw his bris mila and his mind was set at ease. Imra secha, your word, in the singular, is referring to bris mila, the first mitzvah given to the Jewish people before other words were given. The Jewish people as well rejoice over this mitzvah, which is there at all times. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel continues and says that any mitzvah that the Jewish people accepted upon themselves, b'ketata, contentiously, such as arayos, the prohibition against incestuous relationships with one's relatives, they still observe contentiously. The leka ksuba de l'ramu batigra, for there's no ksuba of which the two sides do not quarrel. So the chazan with the beautiful voice sang joyously as the mila knife was carried exposed for all to see. When all of a sudden a quarrel broke out over a ksuba that was resting in a mavui that had no shituf. Which reminds us, Rabbi Zera asked Rabbi Asi whether a mavui where no shituf was done, and therefore the courtyards were not merged, is similar to a chatzah where the residents did not make an Erev. And just as the residents can carry an object that was resting in the courtyard Erev Shabbos on Shabbos, so too they can carry an object that was resting in the Mavui Erev Shabbos in the Mavui on Shabbos. Or perhaps the Mavui does not have the same halacha as a chatzah, either because the chatzah has four partitions and the Mavui only has three, or perhaps because the chatzah has residents and the Mavui does not. Initially, Rabbi Asi was silent, but on a subsequent occasion, he recalled being told of an incident in which a knife was brought from one end of a mavui that had no shituf to the other end in order that a mila could be performed. So once again, the chazan with the beautiful voice sang joyously as the mila knife was carried exposed for all to see, when all of a sudden a quarrel broke out over a ksuba that was resting in a mavui that had no shituf. And now it's time for a four blot back chazara. Daf Kuf Chav Vav. So the symbol Kuf Chav Vav is a cuckoo bird clock. So here goes. The thieves carried the cuckoo bird clock. Cuckoo bird clock, that means we're on Daf Kuf Chav Vav. So the thieves carried the cuckoo bird clock out to the window with the untied shutter, which reminds the Mishnah on Kuf Chav Hey on the base quotes from Eliezer who holds, the one may close a window shutter on Shabbos as long as the shutter is tied to the building and is also suspended in the air. On this, the Chachamim stated, Benkach Benkach Pokekimbo. In either case, we may shutter the window with it. The Gemara here brings a Malchokas Amorim regarding what the Chachamim were referring to. Rabbi Abba said in the name of Kahana that the Chachamim permitted closing the shutter, ben kasher ben eno kasher, whether the shutter was tied to the building or not, v'hushim esukan, provided that it was mentally prepared for use as a shutter prior to Shabbos. Rabbi Yirmiyah said the Chachamim permitted closing the shutter, ben tali ben she eno tali, v'hushim kasher, whether the shutter was suspended in the air or not, provided that it was tied to the building. Mental preparation is not sufficient. So the thieves carried the cuckoo bird clock out through the window with the untied shutter and buried it deep in the ground using a cover with a handle, which reminds us, the final mission of the Perek states that vessel covers that have handles may be moved on Shabbos. Rav Yossi disagrees and says that only kisui karkos, covers of holes in the ground, need to have handles in order to be permitted. but kisui kelim, vessel covers, may be moved on Shabbos, whether they have handles or not. Rashi explains that it's necessary for the covers of holes in the ground, such as pits or cisterns, have handles, so that it'll be clear that the cover is not there permanently. Using a cover without a handle will look like he's sealing the hole permanently and will appear like bona. So the thieves carried the cuckoo bird clock out through the window with the untied shutter and buried it deep in the ground using a cover with a handle, not to disturb the shear where they had cleared away four boxes of hay. Which reminds, the opening mishnah of the 18th parak states that one may clear away on Shabbos four or five boxes of straw or produce, mipnei orech mipnei bittul beis hamidrash, for guests or to make room for talmidim to attend a shir on Shabbos. Rashi explains that this is permitted for the purposes of the mitzvah of hachnasas orechim and talmud torah, respectively, even though removing the boxes involves tircha de Shabbos, exertion on Shabbos. Daf Kuf Chav Zayin. So the sim for Kuf Chav Zayin is cookies. Here goes. A lot of cookies. Cookies, that means run Daf Kuf Chav Zayin. A lot of cookies were baked for the shul fundraiser in the field, which is cleared for guests. Which reminds, the Mishnah Daf Kuf Chav Vav Amabay stated that one may clear four or five boxes for Haknasas Orachim or Bittul Beis Midrash. The Gemara asks if the maximum number of five boxes applies even if one has numerous guests, or maybe if one has many guests, he may move up to five boxes per guest. The Gemara then asks that if the halacha is indeed that one can move five boxes per guest, can one person clear away all the boxes, or each person needs to clear away five boxes? The Gemara answers that the five-box limit is per guest, based on two incidents where Rebbe and Rebbe Chiya went to a field and cleared away all the bundles, not just five, to make room for their Talmidim. The second question, whether one person may clear away all the boxes, is left unresolved, as it's assumed that Rebbe did not clear away the bundles himself, but rather instructed others to do so. So a lot of cookies were baked for the shul fundraiser in the field, which is cleared for guests, as members were encouraged to do the mitzvah of Hachnasas Orchim, which reminds us, the Gemara presents a number of teachings about the virtue of Hachnasas Orchim. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav, Gadol Hachnasas Orchim HaKabbalas B'nei Shechina. Receiving guests is greater than greeting the divine presence, which he learns from Avram Avinu, who asked the Kodesh Baruch Hu not to leave when he went to receive guests. Rabbi Elazar said, Bavar Eish Lo K'midas Kodesh Baruch Hu Midas Bas V'dam. Come and observe how different is the way of HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the way of flesh and blood. According to the way of flesh and blood, one of lower station cannot tell one of higher station, wait here until I can come back to you. Whereas with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avram said, Im na matzatzichem be'inecha, al na sa'avor me'avdecha. If I have found favor in your eyes, please do not pass away from your servant. And then he went to his guests. So a lot of cookies were baked for the shul fundraiser in the field, which is cleared for guests, as members were encouraged to do the mitzvah HaKnasas Orchim and to judge favorably if their friends didn't give. Which reminds us, it was taught in a brisa, Hadan chavero chavschus, danin oso l'schus. One who judges his fellow man favorably is himself judged favorably. An incident is brought about one who left home and labored for 3 years. On Erev Yom Kippur, the day of his return home, his employer told him that he had no money, produce, land, animals, or even pillows and cushions to pay him. The man left dejected and returned home. When his employer eventually traveled to pay him, he asked the laborer what he had thought when he told him that he has nothing to pay him with, and the laborer proceeded to share how he judged him favorably in each of the instances. The employer paid him handsomely and said, "Kishem shedantani l'schus, hamakum yadin oscha l'schus. Just as you've judged me favorably, so too should the omnipresent judge you favorably." And the Shaltas brings that the employer was the Tan of Rabbi Lezman Horkanos, and the employee was Rabbi Akiva. Daf Kuf Chav Ches. So the Simper Kuf Chav Ches is 100 strong men. So here goes. The 100 strongman competition, 100 strongmen, that means run Daf Kuf Chav Ches. The 100 strongman competition featured moving raw unsalted meat, which reminds us, it was stated that it is permitted to move raw salted meat on Shabbos because it's edible. But there's machlokes on the rhyme whether one can move raw unsalted meat. Rav Huna says it's permitted to move it while Rav Chisda prohibits it. The Gemara asks how Rav Huna could permit moving it, given that he's a Talmud of Rav, who held in the corns from Yehuda, who applies Muksa laws broadly, and would certainly prohibit moving the raw, unsalted meat. The Gemara answers that Rav held like Rabbi Yehuda when it comes to eating muksa, but with regards to moving muksa, Rav held like Rabbi Shimon, who rules leniently and permits it. So the 100 strongman competition featured moving raw, unsalted meat into pillowcases to help an animal get out of a stream. Which reminds us, it was taught in a brisa that Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rav that if an animal fell into a stream of water on Shabbos and is unable to get out, one may bring pillows and cushions and place them beneath it so they can step on them and get out. The Gemara asks how one is permitted to use the pillows and cushions since one is mevata kli me'echano. He's nullifying the kli from its preparedness. Rashi explains that when the animal steps on top of the pillows and cushions, they become abasis of the muksa animal, and therefore they become muksa themselves. this prohibited to do because it's likened to the malach of soser, of destroying. The Gemara answers that Rav holds Sar Bal Chaim Deraisa, causing pain to an animal, is a Deraisa, Vasi Deraisa V'dachi Derabanan, and therefore the Deraisa overrides the Rabbanan of Mevat Koy Mehechano. So the One Armed Strongman competition featured moving raw unsalted meat into pillowcases to help an animal get out of a stream, and then lighting a lamp for a blind woman about to give birth to put her at ease. Which reminds us that the second mission on the Daf states, the one may help a woman deliver her child on Shabbos, summon a midwife from a distant place, and be Mechal Shabbos on her account. The Gemara seeks to clarify what the mission is adding by stating the one may be Mechal Shabbos for. It brings a Brice that teaches that one of the things that is permitted is to light a lamp for her. So the Gemara asks, why would it be necessary to teach that lighting a lamp for her is permitted since her life is in danger, and therefore one can obviously be Mechal Shabbos for? The Gemara answers that the case here is dealing with a blind woman. One might have thought that since she cannot benefit directly from the lit lamp, it would prohibit it to light it for her. The Brice is coming to teach that it can be lit to put her mind more at ease, knowing that whatever is needed pertaining to her well-being can now be done. Daf Kuf Chav Tes. So the symbol of Kuf Chav Tes is a cactus. So here goes. After the med students learned about the three stages of recovery after childbirth, which reminds us, the Rabbanan from the Ardal ruled that there are three stages in the recovery of a woman that has just given birth, with different halachas regarding when one is permitted to be Mechal Shabbos for. During the first 3 days, whether she says she needs it or she says she doesn't need it, we're Mechal Shabbos for. From the end of 3 days until the end of 7 days, we're Mechal Shabbos for if she says she needs it. From the end of 7 days until the end of 30 days, we're not Mechal Shabbos for, even if she says she needs it, but we can have a Gentile do the malacha for her. So after the med students learned about the three stages of recovery after childbirth, they learned how to do bloodlettings with cactus plants on barefoot patients. Which reminds us, much of the Daf addresses the importance of proper care following Hakazas Adam, a bloodletting. Rav Yudah said in the name of Rav that one should sell even the beams of his house, if necessary, to buy shoes for his feet. Rashi explains that there's nothing more disgraceful than one who walks barefoot in public. Nevertheless, if one let blood and has nothing to eat afterwards, he should sell even the shoes that are on his feet to buy himself a proper meal. So after the med students learned about the three stages of recovery after childbirth, they learned how to do bloodlettings with cactus plants on barefoot patients, reminding them not to stand up too fast. Which reminds us, it was taught that there are five things that bring a person closer to death than to life. If one eats and stands up immediately, if one drinks and stands up immediately, if one sleeps and stands up immediately, if one undergoes a bloodletting and stands up immediately, and if one engages in tashmisha mita, conjugal relations, and stands up immediately. All right, now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions plus 3 bonus questions of Maseches Brachos. Number 1. Which stuff we machlok is whether all kelim require handles or just ground covers do? That's on Daf. Kuf Chav Vav. Good. Number 2. Which stuff we machlok is regarding moving raw unsalted meat? That's on Daf. Kuf Chav Ches. Good. Number 3. Which stuff we machlok is about when window shutters can be used? That's on Daf. Kuf Chav Hei. Good. Number 4. Which daf we have machlokes is whether a kli shemakta laheter can be moved shelo letzorach. That's on Daf. Kuf Chav Dalet. Good. Number 5. Which daf we learn about the importance of eating after Hakazas Adam, after a bloodletting? That's on Daf. Kuf Chav Tes. Good. Number 6. Which daf do we have a question whether a mavli without shitwif has the same din as a chatzar that had no Erev? That's on Daf. Kuf Lamed. Good. Number 7. Which Daf do we learn that straw can be cleared for Hachnasas Orchim and Bittel Beis HaMidrash even though it involves Tircha de Shabbos? That's on Daf. Kuf Chav Vav. Good. Number 8. Which Daf leave Makokas whether the Chamim hold the window shutter must be tied to the building or not? That's on Daf. Kuf Chav Vav. Good. Number 9. Which daf do we have machlokas whether one can be machal Shabbos for Sarche Mila? That's on Daf. Kuf Lamed. Good. And number 10. Which daf do we learn that 5 boxes of straw and produce can be cleared per guest? That's on Daf. Kuf Chav Zayin. Good. And now the 3 bonus questions of Maseches Brachos. Which daf do we have a question which is greater, making a bracha or responding Amen? That's on Daf. Nun Gimel. Good. Number 2. Which stuff do we learn about the importance of Shnai Mikra Ve'echad Targum? That's on Daf. Ches, good. And number three, we shall have to learn why Rabban Gamliel was deposed as the Nasi of the Sanhedrin. That was on Daf. Chav Zayin. Excellent. All right, that concludes our pop quiz. Plus the three bonus questions of Maseches Brachos. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldman Zichru. Wishing you a great day and great learning.